Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, but having a great day. West Durham, the voice of Atlanta Falcons, stopped by, just hanging out with us for a couple of segments. We also got a chance to talk to Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. If you're unaware, Braves opening day, which is supposed to happen today, it's not our home opener, but right on the road against the Phillies, got pushed back due to weather. So Double A jumped on with this, talked about the Braves, and a lot of people responding to him saying, look, on paper, I feel like we've got a really good club, and we've got more depth, which should help us through the course of this long season.
I mean, again, guys, we're arguing. Let's be honest. We're quibbling over the left fielder. I mean, there's teams out there that don't have it up the middle, which is the most important sequence. You know, catcher,
right,
shortstop, second base, center. We got everything. Knock wood. And you got Chris Sale. And, oh, by the way, hopefully Bryce Elder figures out what he's got to figure out. I asked him about Bryce Elder specifically, and, of course, he has got a role to play. I think you and I both agree, before talking to Alex, we're going to get into a sixth starter in, you know, August and September. So, hopefully, you know, the pitching will work out. We may still have to go acquire some more at the trade deadline. But Chris Sale, off the heels of Max Fried, starting with Spencer Strider as your number one, you know, even with the money the Dodgers spent, Carl, they can't match that yet.
No, and we are still, you know, we're top five payroll. Believe it or not, the Mets still have spent more money than anybody this year, but that's based on contracts that they've had and all the stuff that's taking place. Dodgers are right there, but if you're worried about we're not spending enough money, we can't say that. We're spending money, and we've got a really good team.
And it's interesting what they're saying on our sister station up in Philly, what they're writing about in the papers up there, is that this is the year to knock the Braves off and actually win this division. If I'm the Phillies, I go, keep doing what you're freaking doing.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how you play it. I mean, just get hot at the right time and be clutch. And they have. And we've got to find a way to beat that same bugaboo which used to crush Bobby Cox's teams in the 2000s, that five-game NLDS.
Tyler Sullivan's on the way, guys, in about 20 minutes. Also, real quick, want to get you caught up on all the things that are going on around the NFL. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Mike, as we talk about the debate as to what we do and what we may do at 8, because right now nothing's changed. We may move up. We may move back. Who knows?
And by the way, if you move back, Chris and I were doing this yesterday. As you were right, by the way, voice sounds good. You sound strong. Strong like bull.
But no, Conti, appreciate you.
The thing we were talking about yesterday is if you do move down, now you will move down from a slotted salary position, fifth year option, all that. But you still, sometimes if you accumulate extra picks, you got to pay for those guys too.
You do.
So I'm not sure if we have to restructure. But right now, is it $4 million, Chris? $4 million guesstimated as far as our current Falcons cap space.
All right. So today, Drake May, I think as we speak now, is having his pro day.
Interest whatsoever.
Well, and again, we have no interest in drafting a quarterback because we just went and invested in one and taking care of that. You also have a backup, whether you believe in Taylor Heineke. I think he's a functional backup and can be fine. We're okay.
I just mean in general.
Yeah.
I mean, as a football fan.
We're not interested in any.
We're not. I mean, the only guys I would take a flyer on.
Because we're not drafting a quarterback.
No, if Jordan Travis is there in the sixth round, throw a pick at that, and you got a guy and see what happens. No interest in Spencer Rattler. No interest in any quarterbacks anytime until the sixth round.
Yeah.
But as far, I just think in general, it goes back to the debate about what's the biggest game he won, what's the big moments. I mean, we've talked about Caleb Williams, and we'll continue that conversation coming up in Guy Talk, but Jaden Daniels and even McCarthy. Look, McCarthy won a national championship, even though sometimes they didn't use him. He did step up in some big moments.
Well, over the last 3 years, he's played in big games, and, you know, the Wolverines have been really good. Now, you could say, was it Harbaugh? Was it him? Well, he was the quarterback. So,
and we do talk to a lot of you guys. You've heard all the interviews we do with personnel guys or former personnel guys. It's very. That's why I said to Wes. Now, Wes is a Carolina guy, but it's very polarizing about when you talk about Drake May.
Yeah,
and what they think he's going to be in the NFL.
Well, remember I told you when this all started about the comps and people talking about Justin Herbert, which is that's just from a size and an arm standpoint. Doesn't mean he's going to have the skill set when you get into the league to make the throws that Herbert has made and shown you. I'm a $200 million quarterback, which is what he's done. They've already cut the check. They've taken care of him. Now it's about them getting that team right. But I think that Drake May, again, however he's going to be viewed and whatever team's going to roll the dice on him, he's having his pro day today. We also talked about Penix running a 4.46, which blew me away.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
Somebody's, I did not think that was going to happen.
Somebody's going to draft Penix in the first round.
Now, you're going to say, does it matter? It doesn't, because if you watch the tape, when he's in Washington, Mike, he is in the pocket 90% of the time.
Right.
He was not looking to run. He was not even looking to try to pick up a first down. He's trying to get rid of the football. That's what his makeup is. But if you're telling me with the knee injuries and all the things that we were concerned about, he has that escapability and he can still run like that, that's impressive. So,
and just the biggest thing is if you're a pocket passer, you know, you just the ability to move and avoid the pass rush, right? That's what you're looking for. And if he does, like, no one would ever consider Matt Ryan a running quarterback. Every now and again, Matt would pick him up and put him down. Remember, the whole crowd would be like, don't do it, Matt.
Yeah, yes.
But and Penix has got some speed that shows you if it does come to that, he has some elusiveness, put it that way.
The debate, by the way, that is raging now after Malik Nabers had his pro day is who's the best wide receiver? Is it Marvin Harrison or is it Malik Nabers from LSU?
Now,
Nabers ran, what, a 4.3?
4.35.
That's fast.
Yep.
Okay. And he owns all the records now at LSU. When you talk about wide receivers, and if you say wide receiver, you have the last 5 years, what they've done with wide receivers. Mike, I think he upped his game, and I think he increased his draft status. I really do.
The critics, and we've spoken to a lot of personnel guys the last few weeks. You've heard the interviews on Odyssey.com. Some say much to do about nothing. Some guys will tell you Marvin Harrison Jr.'s tape is his tape, and it speaks for itself. Best athlete on the field against the Georgia Bulldogs in the national semifinal, right?
That's right. That's right.
But then again, some guys want to say, well, is he 4.4? Is he 4.5? What's going on? Is he going to do individual team workouts before the draft?
Well, somebody's going to make him run, right? Before you draft him?
I mean,
you're not going to draft him and not have him run.
And his father says we're focusing on the NFL. And basically dad said his tape is his tape.
Yeah.
And your dad's been there, done that. Your dad was one of the greatest of his generation as a Hall of Famer.
Agreed.
So some guys are giving him some slack. I just wonder how many guys, I'll call it the inner Bill Polian, call it the angry old white guy general manager who says, who's this guy? Thinks he's bigger than the system. I just don't think that happens in the top 10. And I know you were throwing that scenario out, which is a viable scenario. If there's some general managers who are irked by that or fall in love with Nabers or Roma Dunze, but I just can't believe there'd be a scenario where Marvin Harrison is there at 9, let alone 8.
Well, I don't either, but if he is, we have to take him. That's all I'm saying. If that scenario plays out and you're telling me we're good enough to pass up on that kind of talent, which we're not, that is my issue. And this gets back to best player or need. And one of our listeners said, Dukes and Bell, we never draft for need. That's our problem. The Falcons have passed up need. We went wide receiver when we didn't need a wide receiver. We should have went linebacker or edge rusher when we needed an edge rusher. Instead, we go offensive line. We never do that. I hear you. But all these general managers say they draft the best player available. And if that's the case,
that's Marvin Harrison.
You got to take it.
And that goes back to the 2016 argument for guys who are new to the show is when the Falcons in 16, we did draft great in defense. We found a starting linebacker, actually two starting linebackers and a starting safety and a tight end. But we found starters who could contribute. But the business model was the offense is going to do the heavy lifting, and the defense will reap the benefits. Pass rush will come into its own because teams are going to be playing catch up. And if you've got a guy like Marvin Harrison with Drake and Mooney and the speed and Bijan and Pitts, who's stopping that? And it isn't Arthur Smith.
With a quarterback right. who can deliver the football.
And it's not Arthur Smith saying, let's have the tight end throw to the tight end. It's going to be like, let's maximize the talent the way the Rams do, because that's what we did. That's who we hired. That's exciting. And as much as I hate the idea of ignoring pass rush, and then maybe you got to go find some way to restructure and bring a Calais Campbell, we're still spackling defensive line.
Mike, you know what sells tickets?
I know.
Mike, you know what sells tickets?
And the other thing is
you can tell me you won't right. get excited about it, but when they're putting up 38 a game, you're going to be like, damn, I got to get down to Mercedes-Benz.
If Dahlman and McGarry can block, that's the greatest show on turf 2.0.
Seriously.
And this city's going to be electrified and bananas. And that's where it's at. And we got 3 years to win the Super Bowl.
I know. And by the way, I just want to say this, and this is not a knock on Georgia because he killed everybody. But go back and watch the Georgia-Ohio State game, semifinal game.
Until he got
Marvin
knocked out.
Marvin Harrison was unstoppable, okay? Now, Stetson Bennett was bringing the dogs back, and they ultimately win the game. But the point is, Kirby and company didn't have any answers for him either, Mike.
And here's the guy.
Kid can play.
Remember, they started blitzing the hell. If you guys, you got to go back and watch that
right.
game. They're just going after him. And if you put Harrison back in that game, it's a different dynamic. Look, Georgia, part of football is being tougher, knocking guys out of the game.
Get him out of the
no
game.
No one wants to say that, but they knocked Marvin Harrison out of the game in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, I totally agree. 404.
Could C.J. Stroud, when they were blitzing C.J. Stroud and leaving somebody unaccounted in the offense, if it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr., that's a score.
It would have been. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're talking about this because it's all going to culminate with the NFL draft. As far as the Dogs guys, they continue to get ready for G-Day. And we know that Kirby's going to be talking a lot about what's going on with this team, Mike, as he prepares for G-Day. And listen, I think this is probably in the last few years going to be one of the most
right.
competitive G-Days we've seen, because there are some question marks. You think about the last few years, there really hasn't been. Positions have been locked up. You had your quarterback situation. You go into that, a similar situation with Carson Beck. But I just think from an offensive line, defensive line, there are some question marks, especially secondary. I want to see what they do.
A couple guys hit me up on Twitter today. If Georgia wins the NIT, do you hang a banner? I guess you do at Stegman. Does anybody care?
Did the Lakers hang a banner for the in-season tournament?
Yeah, but the NIT is still a tournament. I mean – Make it a small banner.
No, you do.
It should be smaller than any of the gymnastics national championships. I can tell you that, if you're going to put that in Stegman.
I'm sitting here contemplating, but yeah, you do. It's an accomplishment.
All right. Now,
the program has accomplished.
If it leads to something, otherwise it's an albatross around here. Remember Mike White? Never did anything. We won an NIT. Yippee-ki-yay.
Did you say Walter White?
Mike White.
Oh, Mike White. Mike White. Okay, yeah.
But if Walter White wants to get involved, let's get cooking at Stegman.
Tyler Sullivan's coming up, CBS NFL writer. He's going to join us next, guys. Guy Talk on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks. By the way, they'll have all the games out here. It is March Madness as it continues, and we are your home for March Madness. We're carrying all the games all the way through the national championship game on the 8th of April. So just know that you want to check out the games Twin Peaks has you covered.
Bama, right. UNC tonight, right here at Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
come and watch it.
It's a big one, man. Tyler Sullivan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's talk some NFL, Mike, with our buddy Tyler Sullivan, CBS NFL writer, covering all things in the league. This week, Tyler, the coaches' meetings down there in Orlando, we got a chance to hear from all the coaches, for the most part, owners down there. A lot of stuff coming out of the meetings, but none bigger than the rule changes. And we've been talking about this, how this may or may not affect the game and what you think this is going to look like. First of all, do you like these new rules?
First of all, I love the kickoff rule for a couple of reasons. The hip drop tackle, I've talked to Brady Quinn, Lijay Douzable, two guys that played in the NFL. They don't seem as thrilled about that rule change because, again, what's the storyline? It's another reason why defensive players can't really do what they're paid to do. So I can understand it from that standpoint being frustrating, but also, again, I could also see the other side where they say player safety, at least that's what the league is standing on. So from the kickoff standpoint, I like it for two reasons. One, I think it just adds at least some intrigue into a play that has been absolutely nothing over the last few years. I mean, it was the play where you still go run to the bathroom, you still grab your beer, you grab your chips and guacamole, you grab whatever. It's just not a play that anybody pays attention to. Now, you actually do have to see, at least for the first couple of weeks, if this is actually going to be something that's impactful. I like that they're doing it on a one-year basis. But the other reason why I like it is because the league is being proactive. You know, we're enjoying opening day in the MLB today. What has baseball done over the last few years? Implemented a pitch clock. They've widened the bases. All of that stuff, and it's 5 years too late. I like that they're at least trying in the NFL to fix something that's clearly wrong with the game.
I know that you just push the kicker back. I don't know. I mean, there's things. I mean, maybe this evolves, and next year they'll move it and they'll tweak it. But I'm with you. I love the fact that we always say, Tyler, you know, you have some hard rocking music or hip hop, and then touchback. It's so anticlimactic. Tyler Sullivan's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You're up in Boston. Bob Kraft is losing his mind over this Apple documentary on the Patriots because somebody's taken a real unvarnished look at this team and the things that happened the last 20 years. What do you make of it?
Well, the funny part about it is that Robert Kraft is obviously speaking, you know, he says he wasn't too thrilled with how the documentary came out. But if you actually watch the documentary at the end, it does say Kraft Dynasty LLC at the end, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it does feel like there was some, you know, I would assume that he had seen it prior to it coming out. I'm not saying that he's in there editing each clip and each interview to have each player or each you know, personality say anything other than what was on the air. But I think that he had a little bit of a hand of how that could have been interpreted. And being up here, it very much, the sentiment amongst the fan base and people who have watched it point and say, this kind of feels like a direct shot at Bill Belichick. And now, of course, you know, a lot of these interviews and all of such were done prior to the Patriots parting ways from Bill Belichick. But still, it just feels a little icky from the fan base. You know, you're just letting go of this guy that led you to six Super Bowl championships. And from the sentiment that it feels like out in the fan base, it kind of felt like one last kick before he went out the door.
Yeah, it's interesting. Tyler Sullivan joining us here from CBS NFL writer as we talk all things NFL. All right, so we were talking about the pro days today. Has any of these pro days changed your opinions on any of the potential guys that may get picked, specifically the quarterbacks? Drake Maye's having his today. We were talking about Penix running a 4.4. Has any of this stuff, Caleb Williams and the stuff that has come out, changed your mind?
You know, it's funny because, you know, not only do we see these pro days, but we hear from coaches, we hear from everybody at the owners' meetings, you know, we're getting a lot of intel, but the problem is about this time of year, everybody's lying. Everybody is trying to do their own. They're trying to say there's certain things to put their team in the best position. Like, great, for instance, you know, a lot of hype has been starting to surround J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. He had a solid pro day, footwork really great. You know, obviously wasn't able to showcase a lot of his talent because of the way that Michigan operated their football team. But you have Jim Harbaugh out here saying that he's the best quarterback in this draft. And, you know, is he doing a solid but with his former player? Yes. Is he also a guy that has the number 5 overall pick and would certainly love for a team to trade up with him to get a couple of first rounds so then they would get J.J. McCarthy? Absolutely. All those things can be true. So it's tough to try to differentiate what all of these coaches and all of these latest rumors and all that, we're trying to parse all of this to see what's real. Ultimately, I do believe that it's going to go relatively chalk. I do think that we're still going to get Caleb Williams at number 1 overall. I think that Jaden Daniels is going to be the number 2 overall pick going to Washington. And then I think at number 3, Drake May is going to go to New England. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of, you know, I think there's a lot of talk now, but once we actually get the dust settled, I think it's going to look relatively what we think it's going to be. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy that really is doing himself the best over these last few days. You know, I think that not only is he showing off his talents, but he's also meeting with these teams for the first time. The NFL Network had it yesterday. He hadn't talked and sat down with any of these teams. And so as long as all those things go well in terms of meeting the person, meeting the guy that's going to be the CEO, effectively, of your franchise, the quarterback, as long as those things go well, I think he'll be number 2.
Tyler Sullivan from CBS with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I'm with you, man. All this bluster, it's going to be chalk. The question is, do the Arizona Cardinals get the big payday by somebody coming up to 4 to go get J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, you know, and I think the one thing that we have to pay attention to with the Arizona Cardinals and with in number 5 as well, with the Los Angeles Chargers, is which, you know, if a team falls in love with J.J. McCarthy, we haven't seen 4 quarterbacks go in the first 4 picks in the NFL draft, so it would really be historic. But if the Minnesota Vikings, and they've telegraphed it already by acquiring that other first-round pick, I believe number 23 overall in that deal with the Houston Texans, they're telegraphing, they're telling the rest of the league, hey, we're compiling these picks to try to vault up using number 11 as well to get into that top 5. If you're Arizona and you feel great, obviously, about Kyler Murray as your quarterback, and you feel like you would rather get more assets than bring in a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. and let that team gum up, then absolutely, you do it all day. And we've seen that work with teams who have tried to, you know, they might already have their quarterback and they're letting these QB needy teams jump up. We saw it with the Miami Dolphins with going up to, you know, with the Trey Lance trade. You know, they got so many picks with all that. And you look at all the return that they ended up getting. I mean, when the dust settled, it was like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Bradley Chubb. It's because they already had Tua Tagovailoa in place. So the Cardinals, and the same thing, I guess, could be said for the Chargers, too. When you have Kyler Murray, when you have Justin Herbert, you have those guys in place, you're listening a little bit more than you already would, especially, you know, I know you could fall in love with that top prospect, but if you could bring in 2 blue chippers in the first round, you have to at least think about it.
Tyler, Cowboys are not going to extend Dak Prescott, are they? This is a done deal, right?
It's so weird, right, that we're going into a season. First of all, everything Dallas has been weird this offseason, right? Go to Jerry Jones, and he's saying they're going all in, and they've signed like 1 player by default, Eric Kendricks, who was halfway to San Francisco before, for whatever reason, he came back and went to Dallas. And then, you know, Jerry Jones is scribbling on a piece of paper at the owner's meetings. It just looks like doodles that I have over here in my office. And now we're looking at a quarterback and a head coach that are in a lame duck year, both of them in the final year of their contract, and it doesn't seem like either one of them is going to get an extension before we hit week 1. It just seems like it's setting the stage for a very awkward and tenuous season in Dallas. And when you're looking at it from a Dak Prescott standpoint, it's going to be fascinating to see if all of a sudden they do decide that, you know what, whatever we have here, this core, we're going to blow it up, Jerry Jones, in a year from now. I'd be fascinated to see what his market would be. He hasn't reached the heights that many hoped that he would, and he has a lot of talent around him. But, you know, we're just talking about a lot of these teams trying to get a quarterback. If one of them, maybe 2 of them, are going to miss out this cycle, they may be super aggressive in going after Dak Prescott a year from now. Again, it's just setting the stage for a very tumultuous season in Dallas.
Tyler Sullivan from CBS. Mike Tomlin, they bring in Justin Fields and the Steelers. Is that as an insurance policy or as a motivation to not let Russ pull the shenanigans he pulled in Denver?
Yeah, another interesting kind of turn of events there. Like I was asking this the other day, if you're Russell Wilson and those moves were flip-flop, they acquired Justin Fields, would you even have thought to sign with them? Absolutely not. That you would try to find a situation that gives you a better path to be a starting quarterback. Now, we're going to go into a season, we're going to go into a training camp, and it does feel like it's going to be a full-blown battle. I mean, you know, and if Russell Wilson wins the job and struggles out of the gate, you're going to get to, like, week three, and you're going to start hearing Justin Fields chants in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You're going to see all those terrible towels waving, hoping that Fields comes onto the field. So, to me, it's kind of another one of those kind of tumultuous things. It's smart on Pittsburgh's front to go after a guy like Justin Fields at that price. But from a Russell Wilson standpoint, boy, you might be very close to losing your starting spot, not just in Pittsburgh, but anywhere else in the NFL.
How many quarterbacks out of the top 15 go? Four? Six? How many are we talking about?
I think we're talking four. I think certainly J.J. McCarthy has put himself in that conversation to possibly go top five. So we're already talking about four quarterbacks in the top five.
Right.
And if a guy like Michael Penix, who's starting to impress, I don't know, a Bo Nix at the back end of the first round, or if a team is sitting there, whether, you know, the Raiders are kind of in those teen spot, if they feel like they want to reach for a quarterback, never underestimate a team reaching for that position. So I would say around four to five, I would feel very confident in.
It's crazy. Great stuff, Tyler. As always, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Check him out, guys. CBS NFL writer who does a terrific job of covering the league. We'll talk soon, my man.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, cool. You too. And this is the thing with McCarthy's rise.
Right.
And if you were and are a believer in Penix, I think you could have five in the first 15.
Yeah, I think Penix is going to – I think the Raiders –
leaves the door open for us to have a pick of pretty much what we want.
I know. If you – I mean, this wide receiver thing is tantalizing. It gets back to how much do the Falcons – how high do they feel about Dallas Turner or, to a lesser extent, Jared Verse? More on that coming up at 5 o'clock in the Falcon Report. We'll get into the conundrum of what's going down. If you missed Alex Anthopoulos, that's also on the way today. We got a big show live from Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. March Madness coming up your way. Got some numbers. We look at the numbers. Also, Carl, a latest installment of What Grinds My Gears. I was in a car dealership waiting room today, waiting on my vehicle.
Okay.
People.
They were serving caviar and cocktails.
If only. Well, no, Carl, I wasn't at the Aston Martin dealership. It was Chevy.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Talking about people on their cell phones.
Oh.
Shut the up. That's okay. Coming up next on Dukes and Bell in Guy Talk.
Now, your game traffic, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the play is
play. Where the play is play. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, we are live up here in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks, getting ready for March Madness. Got some Alabama fans who just staked their claim to some good real estate at the corner. Oh, they're getting the thumbs down over there. So it's North Carolina going up against Bama tonight. Something's got to give, Carl. We'll be here till 7 o'clock, and then you'll hear the coverage on our sister station, WAOK, because the Hawks got a rematch with the Celtics tonight down at State Farm. But we're here at Twin Peaks with ice-cold Heyman Ale, 27.4 degrees. Carl just destroyed some lemon pepper wings during the commercial break.
They were delicious. I'm not even going to lie. So tasty.
You know, I just...
They were moist.
I must have them.
They were delicious.
I'm taking it home tonight, man. Yeah, I had the cheese balls earlier. You know, where did that come up in the conversation? I know what it was. We were playing golf the other day, And just to say, to aggravate the women that we're playing with, I go, man, the greens are kind of moist right now from all that rain last night. And all the women, and it's almost like a dog whistle. Women like three like fairways away, I go, ah, don't say that word.
It's a attention grabber.
It was moist. Anyway, hey, man, today, speaking of things that aggravate the hell out of you, Carl Dukes.
What happened?
I won't tell you. I'm down at my Chevy dealership on the south side.
Getting served caviar.
It's a Chevy dealership.
Oh, okay.
It's not I'm not going to the Ferrari dealership in Alpharetta. It's right. A Chevy dealership.
I'm sorry.
I had complimentary coffee, okay?
All right.
You know, it was complimentary coffee.
And wine?
No, it's in Noonan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, complimentary
right.
Moonshine, anyway, so I'm down there getting oil changed, got the wheel alignment, the whole shebang. And I'm sitting in the waiting room, and there's like three people. And there's a person. Yeah, no, you... The compressor is shot on that. You're going to have to call Alan. Alan's going to have to come in and look at it, and we're going to have to maybe tear that.
Are there other people in the room?
There's two other guys in the room, and this guy is doing the, no, no, we just landed. I'm in Hartsfield-Jackson. No, no, we're on the tarmac. We're not at the gate. He's doing this, and I'm looking at him like, I'm staring at him. I'm mean mugging him. You know me, Carl. The New Yorker comes out. I'm like, what? And I go, what? And the guy eventually takes the cue and finally goes outside.
Yeah.
And this nice old lady who looked like driving Miss Daisy, thank you so much. He was wearing out my ears.
Yeah.
Well. You know, so that was part one. So that's part one. 5 minutes later, a lady comes in and her husband.
They had champagne.
No, she's watching a video with the audio off. No earbuds.
Oh.
And by the way, what freaking car dealership do you go to that you use champagne in the waiting room?
Audi.
No. I take my our other SUV. Audi. I take out. We don't get Audi. Champagne at this. Maybe the Southside Audi needs to up their game.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
A good fix for that, by the way, is a nice charcuterie board.
Yes. I agree.
But
it's true.
I don't know how going to Southtown Chevrolet turned me into all of a sudden having like caviar and like Cristal. I mean, I got.
Well, the way you said it. I dropped my vehicle off
today.
Well,
no, I'm just saying at the dealership. I got an oil change and a wheel alignment.
I walked in and they offered me a red as I walked in.
Well, how else would you say it? I went to the car dealership. I mean, I got an oil change today. I didn't go to 5 minutes. I take my baby to the dealership. I don't take my ride to Joe Schleprock. It goes to the dealership.
They asked me what cheese I preferred.
No. This is not, you know what, Mr. Mercedes-Benz, how dare you?
Right,
how
I'm
dare you?
I'm busting balls. Go ahead.
Anyway,
she doesn't have earbuds.
No, she got no earbuds, so I get to hear this video of some stupid thing. I'm like, okay, apparently it was the Masked Singer from last night. I don't care. I got to hear that. Whatever happened to headphones? No one wants to hear this.
Yeah.
And then the piece de resistance, right? I'm there an hour and a half, and then it's the lady holding the cell phone out at an angle because she's seen the Kardashians do it and every other stupid reality show. Like, where's the camera crew? I'm sorry, is there a hidden camera? And they're talking back, and she's arguing with the husband. And this goes on speaker. Finally, I go, ma'am, we don't want to hear that. And she goes, harumph. And I walked out. I was like, I don't have an incident because local radio announcer arrested in Noonan.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was whatever happened to common sense, common courtesy. Private phone. In the old days, we had a thing called a phone booth. You'd shut the friggin' door in the hotel lobby so no one heard the conversation.
Yeah,
Carl, what's
going
on?
No,
here?
Listen, it's a great point. And those days are gone. I don't even know if you can find a phone booth.
I know.
Is there one in town? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But to your point, it's just common courtesy, man. Like,
right.
You know, you can't bring everybody into your conversation. Nobody wants to know your business.
Right.
And, you know, we're strangers trying to get our vehicle serviced.
Right.
I'm with you on this. Like, it annoys me as well. And there's more of this now than there ever
right.
has been.
Right.
Basically, it's my world. I don't care who I affect.
Again,
and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
It's selfishness. It's a lack of situational awareness, aloofness. By the way, Jonathan Walker is on Twitter. By the way, BMW offers wine too. They get a chef cooking.
I'm just saying.
Shout out to Global.
I'm just saying. That's why when you said that, I was like, well, what did they
say? I don't hang around. But usually at the Audi dealership, I bounce around. I get done. I'm out of there.
Crackers and caviar.
I will say this, though. Audi's got some good swag. I was looking at some of the hats and some of the gear.
Oh,
I was
sweet.
Like, they're coming to Formula One in a couple of years. I was thinking about it.
No, no.
By the way, I tweeted it out earlier. Guys are belly aching. I'm not alone about this. A couple of guys did say that they agree. I got over 13,000 views on that tweet about people blah, 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 blah on their phone. Yesterday, I wanted to bring you in this conversation because you were off yesterday resting your pipes. People killing Caleb Williams over having a pink cell phone case and having pink nail polish. It's his style. I said to Chris yesterday, in your stead, that Cam Newton does the things he does to tell young people, to encourage them to be individuals, mm-hmm. and to live your life. And we're not all cut from the same cloth. And then I didn't think of it at the time, but I saw a bunch of tweets the last few days, and it's a great point. Saw some regular Joes. I saw some media people tweet this. Remember when Caleb Williams was seen crying in USC? Didn't Tim Tebow blubber like a baby about three times as a Florida Gator?
He did.
What am I missing? Oh, one guy's black.
Well, I think for me, when we talk about the individuality of people nowadays, and I got to say this, first of all, be whoever you are and be free to be whoever
right.
you are.
Live right? and let live.
And if it offends you, I'm sorry. But that's where we are in the world. And I got to tell you, Mike, as far as seeing this up close and personal when my daughter was in high school and seeing her friends, the right. boys, the girls, and the intermixing and intertwining of guys wearing nail polish, which, again,
right.
Growing up, that was seen as something different. This is where we are in society. And so I have no issues with it. And at the end of the day, you know what Caleb Williams is going to be judged by? Whether he plays quarterback or not. How
right.
good of a quarterback he's going to be. If you're going to judge him by his style, his makeup, Mike, or whatever you think he might be,
right.
That's a you problem. That's a you issue.
Right.
And you need to get over that, because this day and age, guys have more inner will to express themselves however they want to, and you're seeing that.
Right.
I mean, Ronald Acuna, Mike, in the Players Tribune,
he's got
nail polish on.
I had some guys.
Who cares?
I had to squash some guys on that yesterday. You know, for instance, if I was going to an event, right, if I had the coin, I'd try to find an Armani suit. But I'm also a 56-year-old guy. For instance, Timothée Chalamet, Timothée Chalamet, one of the biggest movie stars in Dune, and Harry Styles, one of the biggest pop stars, they dress like we would never dress. That's their style.
But that's what I was about to tell you.
To your point, you brought
Styles,
this up a few months ago.
He sold out three shows in town. If you went to that show, you saw an array of different types of folks, young folks dressed differently than what you might like.
And he's
and
being
what you
all
might
inclusive.
Assume. Correct.
Right.
That's
because
what
you're
about.
Bringing everybody into the party. So there's the deal. And I remember Tim Tebow, nobody will work harder than me. But this guy blubbers a little bit after a USC loss, and now he's too sensitive to be an NFL quarterback. And by the way, Caleb Williams is 1,500 times the quarterback Tim Tebow is and would ever have been in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's just, come on. I mean, it's you get back to it, and you're like, well, what are we dealing with here? Why don't you like this guy, but that guy gets a pass? Exactly. Finally, Carl, Caitlin Clark, we didn't have a chance to talk about this yesterday. Ice Cube offers her $5 million to play in the Big Three.
Yeah.
She'll still be eligible to play in the WNBA.
This is where she's going to make her money. She's going to make a hell of a lot more money off the court and doing other things.
A lot of WNBA players are a little upset that they didn't get the call. Because Caitlin Clark hasn't done anything yet at the quotes professional.
She hasn't, Mike. But
she's a brand.
She's a brand. This is what it is. And there are she's bringing eyeballs to the WNBA. Okay,
right.
Probably at this point, maybe more eyeballs. I'm not going to tell you she's the best, going to be the best women's player in the history of the game. That's a stretch. But more eyeballs are coming with her to go to the Indiana Fever than ever before because of what she's been accomplishing. You can't dismiss that. And if you are one of these companies, you're seeing that.
Right.
So you're saying, hey, she's bringing 10 million eyeballs with her. I don't care if you don't like women's basketball. The facts are the facts. How do we cash in on that? How do we make her a part of what we're trying to do? And that's where she's going to make a lot of her money right now.
Hey, final note here in Guy Talk brought to you by Duke's and Bell. Hey, man, Ale. It's on tap, by the way, guys, if you hadn't had it. Look at our boy Tinker's drinking some ice-cold frothy goodness. So get some tonight here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And also our Twin Peaks location in Buckhead. Professional hockey, albeit minor league hockey, coming to Athens, Georgia. Classic City, going to get some puck, Carl. Matter of fact, they had a big press conference today. Top name suggestions for the new hockey team in Athens, the Athenians, the Lobsters. Now, I would go with the Rock Lobsters, a la B-52s, who got their start in Athens. Another band that got their start in Athens, of course, Widespread Panic. They're from there. How about the Classic City Panic? I know for a lot of Widespread Panic fans, that'd be a hell of a name. Also, the Athens Owls. I like the Athens Rock Lobsters, but that's me.
That's fun. That's
REM
fun
apparently got no juice.
There's a lot of hockey talk going on in our area, isn't there?
Right.
I mean, this is like it's going on all around us.
We know what's happening up in Forsyth.
I don't know what Krause was upset about. There was a story yesterday that came out at the end of the show that he was a little miffed because I think one of the county executives voted against the project at the gathering in South Forsyth. Did he expect
everybody
to unanimity?
Do that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of hockey. Anyway, Athens, I go with the Rock Lobsters because I don't like widespread panic. I said it. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw.
Hey, coming up, we're going to hear from our general manager, Terry Fontenot, guys. He talked about what this offense is going to look like, talks about Raheem Morris, and a lot more. It is on the way in our Falcon Report. Coming up next, live from Kennesaw, we're at Twin Peaks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.